For black communities across the U.S., the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis is the latest in a long series of injustices going back centuries, and it comes in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic and the resulting economic crisis, both of which have disproportionately affected black Americans. The Reverend Gloria White Hammond is co-pastor of the Bethel AME Church in Jamaica Plain. In Jamaica Plain, there was a vigil last night. We spoke with the Reverend about the ongoing demonstrations for racial justice in Boston and how COVID-19 has affected her congregation as well.
We've had almost 40 of our members who are either recovering or recovered from the disease. Fortunately, no deaths, and many individuals who know people who have died. So that has definitely been difficult. And now, yes, there's a sense of anger, frustration, disappointment, really trying to find their way as individuals and as a community.
And what are you telling them?
Well, certainly with regard to COVID-19 and really all of this, that there's this underlying inequity that very much informs our experience with COVID-19. And disproportionately affected by the economic meltdown. And then obviously this violence very much has been informed by the racism that's undergirded this system for 400 years. And so we are acknowledging that. And like so many people trying to think through what are some of the actions in addition to working through the pain, but what are the actions that we can take that will be sustainable and will really drive change in the system. We're holding one another up with regard to our mental health and reminding us that we've been through hard times before and the faithfulness of God, particularly when we come together, work across our differences and move to make real change. And so we've gotten through all of that. We will get through this as well.
We know there have been vigils in Boston in the last few days with big, diverse crowds that have gathered to peacefully show their anger about the George Floyd killing. What's the message that you take away from the peaceful gatherings?
I am so encouraged by these gatherings and by the diversity. I've been encouraged by the people's commitment to remain peaceful. I've been encouraged by the leadership. I'm excited to see young people raising their voices and making their concerns known. I'm excited about the fact that there is female leadership. And again, that there really is a drive that will lead to substantive change, that it's not just window dressing, not just a reaction, but I'm hearing an underlying deep commitment to forcing change. I'm actually encouraged by the response.
Unfortunately, not all the events have been peaceful, though. The peaceful demonstration on Sunday in Boston was followed by some distressing acts of violence in the nighttime hours. I'm wondering, do you think that both the peaceful and violent demonstrators have something in common in your view? Are they coming from the same place in their heart and their minds, but they're expressing their anger in different ways?
Well, of course, there's also the indication that in some situations that some of those violent protesters are, in fact, agitators who are not holding the same principles but are deliberately trying to drive the violence. And I would say for both individuals who are deeply committed to the cause, they're also feeling frustrated. The rage is absolutely there, but the commitment to expressing that peacefully is one thing, and then the commitment to acting out that rage by doing ongoing violence, that's a different drive, and that I do worry about.
I'm wondering, as a minister, what your reaction was when a few days ago we saw President Trump order the clearing of a peaceful protest around the White House so that he could take a walk across the street for a photo op in front of a church where he held up a Bible. What did you make of that?
It was hard to even know what to say. That was a mockery, and I would say a desecration of the gospel. There's no justification for that. But this is what we've been watching now for the past several years. So this is not new news. It's old news in terms of his willingness to not engage in the sense of the complex causes, but to go immediately to incite additional outrage. It just always amazes us the depths that he will go to demonstrate his deep sickness.
And let me ask you one more question, if I might. What's the message about moving forward to your congregants after all this?
What I've been appreciative to is the deep analysis as people have looked at the situation to recognize the need for action, but it's action that's informed by an analysis of how we got here and what, in fact, will fundamentally change the system. We have a rich legacy in terms of the civil rights movement that initially was focused on Black people in America, but subsequently bore fruit for all people in America and really around the world. I think this is an opportunity to do likewise here to affect substantive change that will not only have implications for us as Black people demonstrating Black Lives Matter, but will then bear rich fruit to demonstrate that all lives matter.
The Reverend Gloria White Hammond, co-pastor of the Bethel AME Church in Jamaica Plain, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you so much, Bob, and thanks to your listening audience, and my hearts and prayer are covering you and all of your listening audience.